West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Glad to be here again. We made it through the 4th of July, and here we are. Already the 11th of July. What the heck, Brendan?
Time flies.
Time's flying when you're having fun, huh?
Yeah, it almost feels like it's only been like 2 hours or something.
Where's that fourth wall? Is it broken yet?
Yeah. Today's diesel fuel lacks lubricity. This can lead to fuel system failure, costing thousands in repairs. You can prevent these issues with Hotshot Secret products, clean injectors, boost cetane, increase fuel economy, all while adding four times more lubricity than the leading competitor. Claims proven by real-world use and confirmed by third-party ASTM testing. Hotshot Secret EDT, available nationwide at truck stops, farm and automotive stores, and online at hotshotsecret.com. So check that out if you have a diesel, because it's a good place to be. Right? Right. Glad you're all paying attention. Anyway, wake up, folks. Here we are again. Hey, today, what are we talking about? Brenda, do you remember? You probably don't. So we're going
to probably don't.
Damaging vehicle maintenance mistakes.
Oh.
We love auto repair, don't we?
Yes, we do. Especially in this subject matter.
Yep. So, you'll be searching Reddit, I'm sure.
Oh, you know, this is the one time that this is going to be the most fun on Reddit.
Well, it will.
Oil changes are optional. Did you know that?
If it looks like peanut butter, you drove it just the right amount of miles.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's you think you drove it a little far if it looks like peanut butter? Just you think? Yeah. Oh, they come up with some really good stuff. What is the dumbest mistake you've made when working on a vehicle?
Do I have to answer that?
Not you. I hope there's not many. Interesting. I was upside down under the steering wheel, had to get out, and managed to put my body weight awkwardly onto one hand on a hot soldering iron. Oh.
Ouch.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. Brendan will find a bunch of fun stuff out of that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. We're going to be talking about all kinds of great stuff today as we do this. All right, folks. Thanks for joining us for Auto Talk Radio. Hope you all made it through the 4th of July and safe and back here listening to us as we are going to have an action-packed July 11th here on Saturday morning. But I will tell you, we've made it more than halfway through the year now, so... we keep moving forward and through the year and all that. So great stuff. Vehicle damage. The number one thing is putting off scheduled maintenance. I'm going to tell you right now, and I read a thing previously that had mentioned items about the best way to prevent expensive repairs most of the time is to service the vehicle properly, have it looked at. I can't say that enough, because it's kind of self-explanatory, but if you put off maintenance, let's take a simple thing, antifreeze, coolant. We typically, with today's extended life coolants, the oat coolants and all the different extended life coolants, we still recommend 3 years or 50,000 miles. I see people this coolant says 5 year, 100,000. All kinds of different items as far as that goes that can cause damage to your vehicle, and the coolant is one of those. Leaving them in creates a dangerous situation. It does for sure when it comes to the car and corrosiveness and eating up the inside and things like that. And I'll tell you what, you want to see how corrosive that coolant is. Like Toyota, we get cars that come in sometimes I have pictures of that, like the water pump's been leaking and there's a stalagmite down the face of the motor in nice white and red color. It's beautiful, Brendan. You need one for your car.
Okay.
All we do is poke a couple holes in your water pump and we'll get one going, all right? No, I'm just kidding as far as that goes. But that creates quite a stalagmite, like I said, if you get leaks and stuff like that. So sometimes you'll have a coolant leak, and made a good point. We were talking about a guy with a coolant leak a couple weeks ago. But sometimes you'll get this coolant leak and you won't even know it. You will see that the reservoir level drops, but the problem is it only leaks when the motor's hot and running. So when doing so, this then hits the hot motor and the newer coolants create this solidified. And when I say a stalagmite, I'm telling you, I've seen some of these that are like, 3 and 4 inches thick of material created from this coolant drying down the face of a motor. So we see that more than not now versus hitting the ground. So often we'll say to people, hey, you have a coolant leak, your water pump's leaking, and they'll say, I haven't seen anything on the ground. You're right, you haven't. Let me send you a picture of this. This is why you haven't seen it on the ground, because this is where it's dried out and what it's doing. So all good stuff as far as that goes. That's why we're there. And when I say all good stuff, because that's why we're looking at the vehicle. One of the best ways to prevent major concerns on your vehicle is servicing an oil service every 6 months or 5,000 miles on your vehicle, and have a qualified technician put a good eye on the entire vehicle. By doing so, save you a lot of things. Brendan, you look deep in thought over there. You got something good, don't you?
Oh, I got so many good stories.
Let's go with one. Here's one.
A guy comes into our parts store. He buys a funnel and 5.283 quarts of oil. A few minutes later, he buys another 5 quarts, then another, then another. And then I decided finally to go check what he was doing. Apparently, he thought that oil could be filled like coolant up to the top.
Oh, no.
And he wasn't done until it was visible just under the oil fill cap.
That's too much oil in a motor. And if you try to start that motor, it'll be coming out of every orifice that motor has. There's no question about it. Actually, it probably won't start because it'll be pushing it past the rings into the combustion chambers also. It'll foul the spark plugs first. It won't even fire off. You can't run a motor like that. But
say you can start it at one point, there's going to, because of how much oil is in there, it doesn't aerate properly. So it's going to create air bubbles that are going to actually be very bad for the top end.
And the bottom end, the bearings. Because when it won't be sucking up oil. That's going to be really bad. And if you actually get it into the cylinders and it hydrolocks, then you can bend rods and stuff like that. Actually, liquid inside there trying to be compressed. Liquid does not compress well, does it, Brendan?
No, because that was the next thing I was going to say here, too, was his second story says, I was pouring water into a bottle on my engine bay back when coolant overflow reservoirs weren't standard on used cars. My roommate asked what I was doing. I said, topping up my brake fluid. He got agitated and I continued to stream along. I said, no, any liquid works because liquids can't compress. So anything works as hydraulic fluid.
Turned
out the reason he knows you can't do that is because he did that a few weeks earlier and it was a massive drama to his fix.
Oh yeah. Don't put water inside a brake system.
Because fluids have a high boiling point. Or there's a higher boiling point with brake fluid. That's why it's designed the way that it is. Water will boil, and that's what causes brake fade. You will not have brakes.
Yeah, and the other thing about brake fluid, don't put oil in there either.
Yeah.
Because brake fluid's mineral-based. It's not petroleum-based. And if you put petroleum-based products in there, all the rubber seals that are inside a brake system swell and are unfixable, so you have to replace everything, and it damages the ABS and everything else. So yeah, it gets, you know, all of a sudden you put oil in your brake fluid system and it's a $5,000 $10,000 repair. Not a good idea. Never. So you can nail them off as you come to them if you come up with some good ones there, Brendan. I know you're searching down through.
Oh, like another one is that a female said that her washer fluid light came on, so she proceeded to fill the engine full of washer fluid through the oil cap. Engine failure.
Well, at least it's clean now.
Yeah. There's so many good ones, honestly. So many.
Well, I had somebody ask me one time, what does Leo mean?
Nice.
And I was like, well, what are you talking about? And they pointed the thing. I said, well, that says oil if you turn it around the other direction. So anyway, got to be very careful about that, right? Or better known as 710.
Yeah,
710 upside down. So anyway, otherwise known as oil. But be careful with that. That's where oil goes, and it doesn't have to show through there yet. That's why we have a dipstick for oil. Super important things that can go wrong.
That oil fill one must have been on a newer Mercedes.
I've actually had people seen people do that first, though. Fill motors up with oil like that. So,
sounds expensive, just in the oil.
Yeah. One of the big things that I see people do, like if they change out a tire or something, is not torque them properly. We've seen tires come off multiple vehicles that way. So,
or the wrong lug nuts.
Yeah.
I remember when I was 16. That too
hollers out the rims really bad.
Yeah. I was 16 and I decided to get new wheels, new lug nuts, and everything, and on my truck. Torqued it down to what it was supposed to be, but because it was the wrong lug nut, it didn't press into the wheel properly, so my wheel ended up coming loose. So
yeah, that can happen for sure. And there's a lot of things. Yeah, the rims that don't have the proper offset too can cause a vehicle to shake the lug nuts loose, all kinds of different things. So be very cognizant about what you're putting on a vehicle as far as that goes. Oh, here's a good one that I saw somebody post one time. They said they'd watch somebody clean a distributor cap. This is back when we had distributors with gasoline.
Nice.
And then then start the car with the owner holding the hood open and spraying starter fluid in the carburetor. Owner had to pull chunks of bake light distributor cap from his arms and face. Tried to warn them, but nobody paid attention. They claim to be expert mechanics. Don't think so. So, yeah, using gasoline as a cleaner in electrical components is never a good idea. So, should have done some of CRC's electronic cleaner than the cap, because it dries right away, leaves no residue, and would have worked just fine. So, just remember that as far as that goes. Always a great idea to... use the proper type of chemicals for cleaning. I was trying to think of the exact word there. So, yeah, good thing to get things right and use the right thing for sure. Right, Brendan?
Right. I have another funny one here.
Oh God, go with it.
I had a buddy in high school. Who got a new 2013 GMC Sierra 1500. I was talking with my buddy when we were sitting in the parking lot idling when I noticed that he was running low on gas. I told him, we better go get gas right now. He said, cars don't need to use gas unless you're pressing on the gas pedal. That's why it's called gas.
Interesting.
Would you said, okie doke, I'm getting out walking now? That's what I would have said.
Going to be using Chevrolets after that.
Yeah. One is somebody that replaced a radiator, didn't triple check a trans line, didn't test drive thoroughly, then went down the road 15 minutes later, ended up having to buy a new transmission after they blew a line off and all the trans fluid out and burned up the transmission. I've seen that happen.
My question is, how do you not smell that, though? I mean...
Well, that can also, trans fluid is very highly on a hot motor, can exhaust can catch on fire too. You should be very careful.
I actually had a
buddy that had power steering fluid.
The rear extension housing seal was leaking, so it was getting flung all over from the drive shaft while I was going down the freeway. It wasn't until someone.
All over the cat?
Yeah, and it was on a third gen 4Runner. So it was an older one. But he ended up getting flagged down by another person on the highway. And was
he laying the smoke screen?
There was an actual flame underneath his vehicle.
Oh. So. Oh, yeah, he might want to put that out.
Yeah.
Also, people behind you, when it starts leaking that much fluid, often get sprayed across their windshield.
Yeah.
And when they go to turn their wipers on, it's like a
it just smears it.
Yeah. The Exxon Valdez on your windshield as far as that goes. So not good. Not good at all. One time, we had a client came in around closing time. I'll never forget this. About a wheel bearing that something was very loud on her vehicle. We lifted the vehicle up, and the tire falls off. It's hanging by the brake line and sensor wire. No bueno. Absolutely. Destroyed. And had to replace a ton of parts to get her going the next day.
I mean, that noise had to be going on for a while.
That's the question I asked. But there's another one that we had a lady one time that came in, and she, during normal working hours, like she said, you know, I've had this noise and vibration for a long period of time. It was a tire separated. She'd been driving down the 78 freeway at 80 mile an hour for 3 months with this going on. How she didn't die, I don't know. I mean,
there's a lot.
If it was me, that tire would have blown out the second time it made that noise. So, but I guess that goes with, if you know what the noise is and you know the concern, then you should probably address it, because
that's why they say ignorance is a bliss. I'll tell you that much.
It is sometimes until you blow a tire and flip a car over, and then not a good thing. So, it can get very, very dangerous. I've seen all kinds of crazy things done by cars and parts. So as far as that, but you always want to be very careful, and some of these maintenance mistakes, like one of them is not changing the oil. We kind of went over that, getting the vehicle inspected properly, also prevents other things going on. But I ran into a guy one time when I was first a technician, and he bragged about, I've drove this car 100,000 miles. All I've done is add oil to it, never change the oil. It wasn't a week later that car was towed back in with a bottom end. When we pulled the valve cover, the inside of the motor was paraffin and sludged up to the form of the valve cover over the rockers, and just the rockers were that motor was destroyed. It was robbed of so much lubrication for so long that he destroyed the motor. So I guess the rule is you get new oil with a replacement engine, right?
Yeah,
that's what I always tell people too, with about transmission services. I don't need to service my transmission. You're right, you don't. At 100,000 miles, we'll replace the transmission, and you get new transmission fluid and filter with it. You'll be good to go for another 100,000. That's an expensive way to go about things when servicing or taking care of a vehicle. So my biggest suggestion to most of that is make sure and service your vehicle properly. You can prevent a lot of expensive of failures down the road if you do so and stay on top of it without question. So just good things to keep in mind when we're dealing with vehicles and things for vehicles. So let's take a break here real quick. San Diego and everybody else out there, thanks for tuning in to Auto Talk Radio. We're going to take our first break. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM. In North County, we'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio.
Motorrad is a longtime OE supplier offering innovative thermal, engine management, and evaporative emission solutions for nearly every ICE, hybrid, and EV vehicle on the road. The Motorrad name is synonymous with quality and reliability. Comprehensive coverage of vehicle models and exceptional customer service. We recently had a chance to sit down with Brandon Kite, Motorrad Global Vice President. Brandon talked about how Motorrad provides leading vehicle coverage.
We strive for coverage of 95 to 98% of U.S. vehicles on the road in all of our 15 product categories. At Motorrad, we feature first-to-market products, meaning as new vehicles hit the market, We went off of products for them within 9 to 12 months. This is obviously well before the warranty period is over and helps fill a void, as dealerships typically don't have readily available stock on these parts. MotorRed's new product launch plan includes an astonishing 2,500 products released in the United States, Canada, and Mexico.
Find out more about MotorRed's leading coverage at MotorRed.com.
Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido, AAA approved and STARS certified. Taking care of folks up in North County Inland for well over 33 years now. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved. Taking care of folks out there in East County for well over 13 years now. And of course, West Kearny Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right in central San Diego. AAA approved, smog certified, taking care of folks over there for well over 9 years now. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall. AAA approved and STARS certified for smog right here in the Golden Triangle. Taking care of folks over there for about 7 years now, as far as that goes. And of course, last but not least, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway up in Oceanside. Taking care of folks up there on North County Coastal for well over 3 years now and AAA approved. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and my employees, come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio as we truly believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Stop in to have your vehicle service repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about for sure. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. Just ask one of my managers or service consultants helping you out, and they'll get you all taken care of and get you a West Automotive Group card. You also, if you're having any drivability, transmission shifting concerns, AC concerns, cooling system overheating, no matter what it is, noises, get your vehicle into one of our West Automotive Group locations. Let us diagnose your vehicle properly and get you fixed up. Our master certified technicians help eliminate unwanted parts replacement by diagnosing the vehicle properly. Some of the best money ever spent, as I tell folks, is when you spend money on a qualified technician at a quality facility to diagnose your vehicle properly. Saves a lot of unwanted, wasted money on parts not needed. We also offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home to get you where you need to be. So just jump on westautomotivegroup.com and make an appointment. You can also, while you're on there, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, better known as X, or Instagram. Or you can check out the Auto Man segments, where I'm the Auto Man for the Fox 5 or Localist, or Auto Talk Radio, where you can pick up these podcasts. You can also email us anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. Or if you want to pick up the podcast on the go, you can go to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, or TuneIn. Just put in Answer San Diego 1170 morning show, weekend morning show, and you will find Auto Talk Radio for your listening pleasure. You can download anytime you want. So there you go. Good stuff. Always good stuff. So make sure and tune in and check it out for sure. So we're talking about vehicle damaging things and stuff like that. Some of this stuff that people do to their vehicles is crazy. So a lot of it is stuff that we've seen people come in that they've done to their vehicle, or somebody that's unqualified has done to the vehicle, as far as that goes. And it caused... caused severe damage to cars sometimes, as such as we were talking about people that filled their cars over, filled them with oil, things like that. Those aren't necessarily maintenance mistakes. Those are just vehicle mistakes, period. So as far as that goes, I've seen other things such as not changing air filters. So, you know, an air filter's job is to remove contaminants from the air that the motor is sucking in to process and run through the engine, right? It goes through the combustion chambers with the fuel, ignites, is what keeps the engine running, then goes out as exhaust. The problem is when you keep an air filter dirty for a long period of time, it starts to get small, particular tears in the filter element, which allows contaminants through, such as small particles of sand, things like that. That is really tough on an engine. But it starts with, like, the mass air flow sensor. If you have a mass air flow sensor, the hot wire getting dirty inside there messes up the air fuel ratio. But also then as you go, carbon buildup in the throttle body down through the intake runners. But any contaminants such as a rough surface such as sand, etc., that's gotten through there and dirt, cause wear on the cylinder walls. It gets mixed with the oil on the cylinder walls, the rings. It just, the damage continues on and on and on. So something as simple as replacing an air filter regularly when it's contaminated or starts to, you know, remember this thing's been filtering a ton of air coming through, some of the particulate you can't even see. So it's often good to replace them on time and mileage, not just looking at them and going, oh, look how dirty it is. So that's why a lot of this stuff is important, and it's good to actually make sure and replace them in a timely fashion as far as that goes when we're talking about maintaining vehicles and items like that. Another obvious one, which is more of a repair, but driving with a check engine light on. Once a check engine light's on, you cannot, as far as... Ignore it. Yeah, well... If you do, you don't know. I mean, first off, it's good to know why the check engine light came on. But at that point, if you leave it on, it becomes a problem, because if something else goes wrong, check engine light doesn't come on twice. It just stays on. So for the first problem, let's make sure we're getting those fixed. There can be a lot of problems with the check engine light. There's no question about it. So,
yeah, just because there's no drivability concern does not mean that it won't be later due to the negligence of what just popped in front
Let's
of you.
Let's take example of vehicle running too rich. I mean, you can go as far as damaging a catalytic converter over time, but also ring washout and damaging an engine. There's so many things that can cause a failure as far as that goes. So, and an expensive failure as it goes down the road. So you want to be very careful about these things. Then some of them, when the check engine light comes on, get your vehicle to a qualified technician to have it diagnosed properly and get it taken care of. Usually the repair is quicker and easier, and just you're better off in that manner as far as saving yourself.
Yeah, and to touch base on the diagnosis thing too, AutoZone does not offer free diagnosis. That is just a code scan. Code scan is a beginning step to diagnosing. So let's avoid AutoZone and
so in a code just gives you a system that's picked up a problem. I like using oxygen sensors for an example. You get an oxygen oxygen sensor code. Often it's not the sensor.
It's
the sensor
running.
Picks something up. Yeah. Yep. Excess fuel, too lean, whatever it is, and the sensor picks that up and it turns on a code. Well, that gives us a direction to go for testing. That doesn't mean the oxygen sensor. I've seen more oxygen sensors replaced for oxygen sensor codes that don't fix problems than any other part. So the key to that is being very careful about the information you get and how you use it. Because Christian said, just scanning the vehicle and giving you a code doesn't tell you to replace a part. It tells you a system that picked up a concern that needs to be diagnosed properly to determine what has failed as far as that goes. So don't waste your money on just throwing parts at a car ever. Not a good idea as far as that goes. So as we're running through here, just a reminder, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you in part by Standard. Standard is a full-line supplier of vehicle control and engine management products, offering more than 50,000 precision-engineered components. Professional technicians have trusted Standard since 1919. Learn more at standardbrand.com. We use a lot of their products. Good stuff, there, as far as that goes. Boy, we got lots going on since we made it through the 4th of July, and it's a busy, busy week as far as that goes, has been automotive-wise. This is a great show, though, all the damaging things that we can find. As far as that goes, I'll tell you a repair that I saw go wrong. This was couldn't figure out what was going on with this car. It was an older Nissan D21 pickup truck 4x4. came in, alignment all screwed up, doesn't drive right, said, start looking at the vehicle. The upper control arms were put in upside down.
Oh, no.
That's one vehicle you can actually do that on.
Right, right.
But it changes the whole caster camber of the vehicle. Mm-hmm. And it's really, don't do it. And it was scrubbing the tires off, and the car drove terrible. So trying to figure out, you know, what was going on with that. But that is one that, as far as that goes, can be. Now, that truck was older. Obviously, that was back when it was younger. So I'm just kind of picking off things that I've seen along the way that I made notes about for this show to talk about, because there are things that we see people do to cars that are expensive, can become required tires and all the labor to put it back the right way and all that kind of stuff and replace any damaged parts. So, some things can definitely go wrong there as far as that goes when it comes to the service and repair of a vehicle and doing things right and not right. The other thing is fuel filters. So not changing a fuel filter on a vehicle if it's accessible. Some newer vehicles don't have fuel filters. Right. They only have the screens in the tank because the quality of fuel's gotten a lot better over the years. But vehicles that have fuel filters, GMs, we used to see this a lot. The filter would plug up and starve the fuel pump's working to death. It eventually kills the fuel pump because it's fighting against itself. But also starve for fuel and cause lean conditions and drivability concerns. Plug fuel filters, the little canister style inline ones that they used to have for GM. But overall, other manufacturers, the excess pressure required by the fuel pump to continue to push fuel through the filters over time weakens the fuel pump and therefore can cause early fuel pump failure by not replacing filters on regular intervals. So those are just some of that's a maintenance mistake there that will cost you $1,000 fuel pump on a lot of vehicles, which we want to try to avoid and not have those kind of concerns. So just another one to put on your plate as far as things that cause damage. And a lot of the Reddit stuff that Brandon reads, this one here is very true. Having unqualified shops or service personnel work on your vehicle. The best place to have your car serviced is by a qualified, certified facility like the West Automotive Group or like kind that you know the vehicle is going to be quality parts, quality work. When you drive out of there, you have a peace of mind. Having somebody on the corner repair your vehicle. I've seen people come down the street and offer to do body work and stuff in the street on cars. Not the best idea for your car. Not the best idea to put brakes on a car in the street either if the person's not qualified. That doesn't mean if it's your car and you're putting brakes on and you're qualified to do so that you can't do it in the street. That just means that make sure whoever's working on your vehicle is qualified to do so. Otherwise, it can turn into a really, really big mess as far as that goes, and you don't want that. It becomes can be a safety hazard or a disaster or multiple other things as far as that goes. So anyway, then, from the makers of trusted products like Brake Clean and Mass Airflow Sensor Cleaner, CRC delivers another best-in-class solution for vehicle maintenance and repair. The CRC GDI service pack includes everything needed to remove carbon at 6 critical points in the engine: MAF sensor, throttle body, combustion chamber, intake valves, spark plugs, and fuel injectors. This comprehensive treatment is effective in increasing vehicle miles per gallon and restoring horsepower in an easy-to-use kit. Drive to crcindustries.com for more information. That's it. Keep that carbon to a minimum. There's no question it will surely keep your vehicle trucking along. All right, folks, we're going to take our last break here. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. If you need a battery for one of your vehicles, jump on westautomotivegroup.com. Get an appointment. We'll get you an Interstate installed. If you need a battery for any other need, check them out at their storefronts at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th and University Avenue. Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there, no question about it. We love them. Got one in your vehicle, don't you, Christian?
Yeah, I got one in every vehicle.
I know, me too. They work great.
They sure do.
They last forever.
I think...
at least 5 years.
Yeah, at least 5 years.
Yep, yep.
I think in my S10, it lasted about 6 years before I got rid of it. Yeah.
Nice. Well, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you in part by Blue Def, America's number one brand of diesel exhaust fluid. Triple filter tested to meet or exceed the strictest OEM standards. Learn more at BlueDef.com. So, good stuff there. Far as that goes, so we're talking about vehicle maintenance wrecking mistakes, right? What else do we have here? Oh, using generic aftermarket parts instead of OEM or OES style parts. This goes kind of with the previous show that we went with counterfeit crap that don't fit right, don't work right, and fails early. So, but do keep in mind. This is a prime example I like to make about this. So you can get front wheel bearing and hub replaced and the part for about a third of what a quality part is, but they don't last. They're Chinese offshore. We see them sold. I've had people, and the reason that people come up like, well, I can get that. I can buy that bearing and hub assembly for $69.
Yeah,
and the factory one costs $300. The difference is, that factory one's going to last 100,000 miles. That offshore really cheap one, the bearing quality, the hardness of it is not the same, and they tend to last less than a year. So 20,000, 100,000. I don't know. But don't come back mad whenever you put one of those on your car and it does that, because they are not, they're made for, it's a low end, low budget fix. I mean, it is. And that's why most of us that are in the quality automotive repair and service field do not use those kind of parts. So just a heads up, there's a big difference out there for them. So I always like to bring that up and talk about it. It's important that folks understand the difference in quality and parts that can actually totally affect the quality of the job you get. So it's very important as far as it goes. Another one that I like to talk about is not checking tire pressure. If you see, what kind of damage does a low tire do to the tire itself?
Well, it could start feathering with on the outers based on...
But also inside the tire, you get piles of rubber. It starts, the sidewalls really disintegrate. Though. Yes.
That's like really low.
Well, yeah, because it overheats when anymore. It gets squatty. But how many times do you see a car driving down a road like that? I see them all the time.
It's quite often now, yeah.
So usually you have to replace that tire, because once you dismantle there, the sidewall rubber inside has totally disintegrated and piled up inside the tire, and there's no fixing that.
It's like self-balancing beads.
Yeah.
Just air it back up.
Yeah. Yeah. No fixing that. Well, then the next question is, why is the tire low?
Right.
So there are three nails in it, two in the sidewall, one in the center. So also an unsafe maintenance thing is repairing a tire that has a nail or screw close to the edge of the tread. You know, we need to stay near 3/4 of the center. So be very careful with doing that. That can be very dangerous, putting a plug in a tread out by the sidewall. It can create a tire blowout. Tire blows out at high speed on a vehicle often ends up in a very dangerous wreck. You know, if you get a low pressure tire light, you need to fill your tires up and get moving as far as that goes properly. Don't run those tires low, because it can become a safety issue. Make sure you're checking your tires once a month is a great way to go. Tires do lose air a little bit. They can over time. So as far as that goes.
Yeah, the difference between winter and summer premium air.
It's temperature. Yeah. Well, it's temperature. I mean, that's really what it is. Yeah, you can run nitrogen in your tires, which reduces moisture and all that.
Yeah.
Not a necessity, though, to be honest with you. Not unless you're operating in real cold temperatures or things like that. Then you can do so if you like. But or if it just makes you feel good, you can do it too.
Yep, yep.
It's not going to hurt anything.
Low tire pressure also hurts your miles per gallon.
Oh, absolutely.
Your fuel efficiency. So
absolutely. And the car doesn't ride right. It doesn't stop right.
Yeah.
As far as that goes, braking distance is compromised by tires not being inflated properly.
I have noticed they'll steer off as well because just one side has like a nail in it, and
yep.
The tire pressure will just lean the vehicle with the concave of the road, and it'll pull on you.
It will for sure. So there's another one of these that where I found it is where we see folks trying to diagnose and service and repair their vehicle when it comes to check engine lights, drivability concerns, things like that. The equipment we use these days and what we need to do things to interact with a car, because most of it is two-way directional now we can do with a car. We can make a car solenoids work, do different things to check and test them in real-life situations. And then also knowing, electronically what signals, where, what reference voltage, grounding, things like that, when we're diagnosing a vehicle, you can end up throwing a lot of parts at your car to try to fix a drivability or other kind of concern as far as that goes. Ignoring things like a check engine light and not diagnosing them properly can be very much a concern. Other things such as, I've seen people get catalytic converter codes on a vehicle, not know how to test a catalytic converter, assume they need a catalytic converter, and it wasn't that. It was having a fuel problem. Therefore, the efficiency wasn't working right on the catalytic converter and turning on the check engine light for a converter code. It's not the converter. It's, so it just depends. And so throwing parts at a car can get extremely expensive if you keep doing things that way. Get your vehicle in, get it diagnosed properly by a qualified technician. And I'm telling you, in the long run, the money you spend on diagnosis is way less than the money you spend on wasted parts and items like that. As far as that goes. So, and just a heads up, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by K-Seal, the leader in coolant leak repair. In the shop, products that work are essential. That's why professional technicians choose K-Seal. It's a one-step coolant leak repair. Just shake, pour, and go. With over 13 million bottles sold worldwide, K-Seal is a proven solution. Learn more at kseal.com. All good. And as we want, man, I tell you what, another hour's almost gone by. It's always great talking about all these different things for folks, though. I love these different shows. One of them was neglecting coolant, brake, and transmission fluid services. As stated these days, with braking systems are highly technical. The ABS systems, things like that, can have a pretty big problem as far as that goes. Moisture contamination inside a brake system can cause ABS damages, corrosion, things like that. So transmission service, it kind of goes without saying. If you don't service your transmission, like I stated, over 100,000 miles, when that transmission fails, you can surely get new fluid with a replacement transmission, but not the cost-effective way of doing it. Service that transmission, replace the fluid and filter every 20,000 miles around there. We recommend, 15 to 20,000 miles in there, or yearly if you like. If you love taking care of your car, which I do with mine, just stay on top of it, and it will keep it in good working order 99% of the time. Coolant also, we discussed about that and what happens when coolant starts to leak or cause issues. The coolant does become acidic and starts to attack seals and things like that. There are some manufacturers additives that should be added in when you're changing out coolant that helps with lubrication of bearings and seals and everything else, and prevents a scale and residue from building up inside of the cooling system. So make sure you stay on top of that as far as that goes. Boy, there's some really good stuff that we hit today in rundown. Any other nightmares you want to add on to this at the car repair there, Christian? There's some good stuff.
I think the biggest ones is just aftermarket stuff that you're adding to the vehicle, stuff that, like, let's say light bars or sound systems or whatever it may be.
Make sure they're added properly so they don't come flying off driving down the road.
Well, yeah, that too. But, you got people that are running 6-gauge wire, and then they're not running it with the rest of the harness. They'll just put it between the door hinges and everything, which end up getting pinched, short in the ground, and possibly on the wrong side of the fuse if they even install the fuse. Starting fire, all that.
Yep. A do-it-yourselfer that I saw one time issue, another do-it-yourselfer thing that was an issue. Gentleman had continued to do brake work on his, replacing front brake pads on his car. Got in the car, started it, put it in reverse before he pumped the brake pedal back up. You have no brakes when that happens, by the way, and you go into a panic. Most people panic and just hold their foot on the floor, so you still have no brakes, and the car just drives away and runs into something, so, or over somebody. So make sure you the car's high idle and it just takes off, launch backwards. Make sure you pump up the brake pedal. You got a firm, good pedal before if you're working on your car. Anyway, just one of those things. Another thing, yet safety is key, and a car can definitely hurt you. There is no question about it. They are a large weapon. It can be. Most of them weigh over a ton, so being hit by a car is not a pleasant scenario. Just be very careful as far as that goes if you're out there doing your own service work. Otherwise, get it into a qualified facility, and they'll get you all taken care of. And hence the recommendations for servicing of your vehicle is always good. Keeping maintenance in check will extend the life of your car. There's no question about it. And that's why we talk about it all the time, and why it's great to put a good eye on your, qualified eye on your car every 6 months or 5,000 miles, just to keep sure that before you hit the road, you know, you're safe out there. If you are thinking about hitting on the road or hitting out in San Diego or wherever you're at, you might want to get your vehicle in for that good oil change and good inspection. It's a great peace of mind before you go spend, you're driving a couple hundred miles to a couple thousand miles. You want to make sure you make it there and back without any car problems. That's the most important part. It really is. So just make sure that you keep your vehicle in good working order. Get it looked at. It will keep you from being stuck alongside the road most of the time, as far as that goes. Now, do things just break? Yeah, sometimes they do. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Every once in a while. But a lot of it could be prevented if it was caught earlier, saying, such as, damage to a vehicle severely overheating because a water pump's been leaking for forever. If it was inspected during an oil service, and a good vehicle inspection is performed at 6 months, can recommend to replace the water pump, stow off any major problems, because a water pump replacement is one thing, but having to do head gaskets or a complete engine from a meltdown because the water pump fully failed and ran out of coolant is a totally different thing that you need to be careful of. So let's make sure that we're getting our vehicles inspected properly, putting quality parts on them, which comes with a great peace of mind. Come into the West Automotive Group, get a 2-year, 24,000-mile warranty on almost everything. Transmissions are 3-100 on most of them. Just a great peace of mind, and they're nationwide warranties to take care of you as far as that goes. So I would keep that in mind when needing your vehicle serviced or repaired. that you have that peace of mind as far as that goes. We're there to help you and keep your vehicle on the road so you make it to all your family trips or whatever you want it to do or be as far as that goes. So just some good stuff, good ideas. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the show and just talking about the different problems that we've seen or things that have gone wrong. I've seen everything from people run screws into the bottom of a battery. Oh, that's another thing. I've seen people put amps in the back of cars and run screws down into the plastic gas tank, which creates an evap leak. And now you have an evap problem that's really hard to figure out until we realize, hey, somebody put an amp in the back of this car and ran long screws down. Remember,
I've seen that into an evaporator core inside of an older Jeep.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. It happens. It happens. So be cognizant if you're adding things to your vehicle, too, because you could be damaging other things. Just remember, every panel has something on the other side of it in a car, usually. So be safe, be careful, and enjoy. Hey, looks like we're running to the bottom of our hour. San Diego and everybody else out there, keep the rubber side down and shiny side up. Make sure and tune in next week. We'll be back live. This has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll see you next week, folks. Take care.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com. And click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.